Charlie, what?
Hi, dog poop.
Say hello, dog poops.
Hello, dog poops.
Hey, who's the best on the podcast?
Podcast.
Dog poops?
Dog poops is the podcast.
Did you like it?
What's the vibe other than a death story in LA?
Actress, Hollywood, 25, disappears. What happened?
And ooh.
And it's all like the typical Hollywood actress tropes, but it's real.
Dang.
It's pretty all good. Right.
I've been looking for a new thing to listen to.
It's well produced, I think, is like a big part of it. It's not like...
From one well produced pod to another.
We can see when another well produced podcast is doing their work.
Yeah.
And we... Tip our hat. You know?
Tip right. of the hat.
Right.
Tip of the morning to ya. That's when you stick your dick
out
of the bus.
Tip of the morning to ya.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's when you put your penis out of the window on the way to work.
That's a thing.
Did you say bus? You were talking about a public.
Yeah, public bus.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were talking about like what you did when you were a kid.
No.
That's even more exciting when you talk about it as like a public bus.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. It's called Top of the morning to you?
Tip of the morning.
Tip of the morning to
Tip
you.
Tip of the morning to ya.
You wouldn't know, Doug.
Stuff that used to be able to... stuff that happened
What do you know
70s?
About putting your dicks
I
out of buses?
I guess I don't even know.
Fuck, man. It's so nice to be back. I know we took a two-week break. Call it a vacation, if you will. We actually recorded... So we are live right now, by the way,
cool,
guys.
Cool.
So we recorded a pod last week or 2 weeks ago that... It was just Freed and I, because you slept in. What was that one?
Last week I slept in by mistake. And right. then the one before that, I didn't sleep at all that night.
That's right.
And I was like,
you had a
guys,
phone call.
I can't.
That's right.
I have a stressful phone call that I haven't slept in
That's
preparation
right.
for.
Your boss was about to ream ya.
Really ream
Just talk
ass.
To you. What was it for? For the toaster strudels that you screwed up on set?
Yes. All of the toaster strudels that... They got burned.
The cinnamon frosting goes at a 45 degree zigzag pattern the other way. You imbecile.
You fucking idiot.
That's amazing.
So
What satisfying jobs we all have.
I know. I really love to make a difference. Make a difference in the world. And that's what I do
It's good to know. So anyway, we recorded one, but it went to the wastebasket because I didn't get to finish editing it in time, and then all of a sudden, all the things we were talking about were completely irrelevant. And then, it was an experimental pod. We like called people on the pod, and you know, it was only Freed and I, so it became like a rock jock show, pretty much.
Yeah,
and it just I felt so devolved that I just could not bring myself to post it.
Man,
maybe it'll be happens. Like a special release someday.
Yeah. For our non-existent Patreon.
Exactly.
But someday we probably should get back.
For the vault.
But anyway, this is Did You Read It? Weekly. Can't even say that with a straight face. Weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
I'm Free Day. Almost forgot my name. It's been so long.
I know.
Jeez.
Well, you also usually say Free Day. Usually literally don't say your name. So.
Yeah.
Free Day, it's cooler. It's like when your name is like Peter and everyone just calls you like Tur.
Yeah, Tur.
Yep.
Or they call you Preet Preet.
Preet.
That's what I call Preet, people. Preet.
If my name was Peter. Preet Preet, I would have to be so fast. Preet, like, Preet.
Man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty embarrassing.
So, Preet Preet can fly.
So here we are out here on Reddit. The first thing I'm seeing right now. God, the Donald I just will never understand. I will never be able to understand. The first thing on my front page right now, because I do subscribe to the Donald because they're culturally interesting.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's you kind of need to do it for journalistic reasons. But
yeah.
It says
you don't need to wear the MAGA hat everywhere.
No, yeah, that's, totally. Yeah, I just do that because as an avid supporter of
you
the
need
cause.
To vote for the guy. Jeez.
But it says Happy Bombathon and it says Merry Ramadan and it's a meme joke about how on Ramadan Muslims are going to bomb each other.
Wow, man, Donald.
I know. I'm just like, I see it and I'm just like not even disappointed anymore because I'm just like.
It's very on brand.
You guys just.
But it's,
you guys just
it's
are
kind of
like monsters. Yeah.
It's crazy that they just there's like this part of Donald Trump's like camp that's like, no, we're not racist. Are you kidding me? You're just a libtard. And then the other ones are just like blatantly, openly racist. So it's very interesting.
So bizarre. But
it should be also at punny too, right? Like they should have gone.
Well, Bombathon, I think, was their attempt at being punny.
Yeah, right.
Ramadan,
right.
Bombathon.
That is a real bad pun, guys.
I don't know if it's technically a pun, but it's
a bad joke.
A bad joke, but
it's a rhyme.
But this week, so before we're going to talk about the front page first, as we do, and kind of some of the stuff that have just been happening that we haven't had the chance to talk about that we wanted to. Dog Boobs very, very avidly wanted to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog last week. So here we are. We're going to bring it up. But there, before we do that, what are we talking about today? What's the sub?
Sub is Mark My Words.
Mark My Words, which is actually pretty rad. I didn't know about it until
Dog
suggested it, but I think it's a pretty interesting one. There's actually a counter to that, which is Called It, called Called It.
Nice.
Which is also obviously kind of part of the same thing. But before we get into it, and little teaser, we are going to talk about Sonic because of that, which is what Dog wanted to talk about in the first place. Let's talk about what happened on the front page this past week.
Well, shit, guys. There was...
I feel like Game of Thrones has been, like, the dominant theme.
Oh, God, I am loving all of the Game of Thrones memes.
So let's talk a little bit about what's happening with Game of Thrones, because I think that this is a... We are in the final season.
Yep.
This is one of the most hyped-up final seasons of any show ever.
Oh, yeah. And
of any season of any show ever, I think.
Yeah.
And we're seeing a lot of hilarious backlash. And I feel like the coffee cup was probably my favorite thing recently because it was just so, it was like the nice thing about it is I found myself getting really emotionally invested in the show, which I don't like doing because my brain goes, this is fake. You don't need to be attached to any of these people. But then I think about it all fucking day and I'm just like, I'm wasting my energy.
Yes,
I'm wasting my like mental energy. And
so true.
And I think the coffee cup was really nice because suddenly it brought me down to earth a little bit. And I was just like, oh, nice.
Oh, it's not real.
They're just a bunch of jokesters.
Yeah. I love that.
There's somebody on set who, like, whose dad works at Fox Searchlight or something, and he's a total fuck up in every other way.
God.
And it's just reality. It's like normal reality, even in Winterfell.
Do you think the props department was, like, trying to get some props? And, you know, like, in the sense that nobody thinks... This show has been getting so much credit,
right?
And the actors are fucking celebrities.
Oh, like, dude, they're beyond celebrities right now.
And the show,
you think Stranger Things, those motherfuckers became celebrities overnight? Yeah. Like, dude, these people were just like schmucks, who turned into Hollywood's elite.
They were like daytime British soap actors,
totally,
and are now Hollywood elite. And so the show is huge. HBO is getting all this press. Everyone's getting rich off it. Those writers at the end.
Oh my God, DB and. DB and the other
douchebag
guy.
And douche sister are they're like
douche sister.
But I'm saying the props department, I feel like nobody's going like kick ass job on like the swords and the dragons and all like the, you know, like
they
the costume
should get
and stuff.
Props.
So I think this is their in the last season, their little like snub to the world, be like, hey. Yeah. Remember us?
Right.
We can fucking destroy this world with one Starbucks cup.
So if you zoom in, it says it's like has the union name on it. So it's like Union 465 props.
Exactly.
With like a hand sign.
I think this was like their gang symbol in a way.
Maybe.
Like,
yeah.
They can destroy the imagination of this perfect world.
So don't fuck with them.
Don't fuck with them.
I mean, it's pretty fucking insane, dude.
There
like
were some other mistakes too that I've been reading about on Reddit. Apparently Daenerys Targaryen wore two different wigs in the same scene. Like,
oh really?
Completely different braids.
Amazing.
Throughout the same scene.
We caught that, right, Dad?
Yeah,
I totally
got that.
And then King's
that's a French
Landing.
Style tight weave.
Sort of a
double,
double
bows
Dutch
knot.
Bitch knot weave.
I love you just yes anded. Not
yeah,
that was
good
tool.
Job.
you know, I used to live on a boat, so I
That's
know a
true.
Little bit about
you're a sailor,
tying hair.
Yeah, and then what is with this? Like, okay, I made a picture last night. I'm really proud of
art.
I'll
you
post
drew
it.
Some?
Well, I photoshopped it. I'm gonna put it on our subreddit right now. So
our Insta blows up.
Yeah, it blows up. But that stupid pirate character, don't like him.
Euron Greyjoy?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I like his name is Euron.
Euron.
I think isn't it
Euron?
Euron?
Yeah, same thing.
Euron Greyjoy. Yeah, I mean, there is, I'm of two minds about all the controversy, because I think that this is, I remember this happening with Star Wars, and I was just like, you fucking nerds. Where everybody was like, every single goddamn detail, they like shredded so much that it was just like, did you guys even enjoy the movie?
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, if these seven minor details that you never would have noticed weren't there, then I probably would have. But like that's always the resounding attitude. And I feel like this season's kind of similar with Game of Thrones. We're like, what are we expecting? Like I've really been enjoying it.
Me too.
Like, and there have been some things where I'm just like, that was a little lame. But I'm also like, it's a fucking show. Yeah. I don't care. Right?
To me, the lamest part was the Magikarp ride.
Yep.
Which one? Oh, the first episode.
First episode.
And she's like, we could stay here for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's a departure from your character.
Yep. I think that was an interesting moment.
I think she's playing him with her poon poon.
Poon poon.
I think she.
With her auntie poon.
Auntie poon poon.
I think that we have been trained to think that kind of happens. But we're seeing in this season that it's like a little less heartless than normal.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the main note for this season is that I think the show's ethos is that there is no heart.
Right.
Like not evil wins, but whoever's willing to do the worst thing will win.
It's true.
And you, the audience, never know what the fuck's coming.
Right. No.
And so if that's what the show is, like, this isn't necessarily fulfilling on that.
No.
I agree,
which would be like the biggest departure note.
I'm relieved about it. Cause like,
it's less stressful.
I feel like everybody's been expecting cause Ramsay, the character Ramsay said in the beginning when he was like cutting off Theon's junk in season 4 or something. If you think it has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention. So the whole time in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a message to us, and everybody we love is going to die. So I still think that.
Who said that?
Ramsay Bolton.
Oh, nice.
The other thing was, I think this season's a deviation from the books.
Yeah, right. And so, last season was too.
So George R. R. Martin's like fucked up, twisted stuff. Like, he's the master at fucking with
you. Like, we took it away from him. We're like, you don't get to do it anymore because you're making us sad.
Yep.
So I hope by the end, I honestly don't know.
But don't
what
you
kind of
like that?
I don't know. I mean, I like
when people
like the anarchy of it all.
Yeah,
but,
like, I think that's the exciting part of the show.
I mean, there's something nice about it being really unsatisfying if it ends. Like, but I don't want it to be unsatisfying in the way that I think it will be for us in this conversation. Like, I want it to be unsatisfying where we literally where fucking, you know, like Sansa Stark kills Jon and fucking Dany and is a traitor, and then all of a sudden she ends up on the throne and becomes a fucking evil monster. Where you're just like, oh god, that's a terrible way to end this show. But it like feels appropriate for the show because that's kind of what the show's all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's how you gotta win.
Right.
I posted this to our subreddit just now, so exciting. By the time you guys hear this, I hope you've already downloaded this and
put it
as your desktop background.
This is so good.
Yeah. So I took Euron Greyjoy, he's like the pirate rock star character that everybody hates.
Right.
But I replaced him with Christopher Walken as Hook from the NBC live performance of Peter Pan.
Okay.
Because
this is perfect Reddit.
They're both badass
art.
Pirates. And I think it would be so funny. And we all just need to remember Christopher Walken in that role. Did you guys watch that?
No, I didn't get into those live plays.
Oh, they are so funny.
That was one of those things I was like, who the fuck watches this?
Yeah.
And then it turns out every American watched it. And I'm like, I guess I'm in the minority here.
Yeah.
But the thing that's funny about it is they consistently are awful. Like, just terrible.
But they did so well on TV.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah.
I have one more note about Game of Thrones.
I think we can milk Game of Thrones a little bit longer probably because it is kind of like been dominating the internet. I mean, the coffee cup thing was one part of it, but I also think that was
pretty cool.
It was a fun moment on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like one of those things where I think at a previous era in culture of our world, we would have been like, ugh. But now we're just kind of like, hell yeah, the memes are coming.
Yeah.
Which is tight.
The memes are coming.
So do you guys feel like the dragons are severely hyped for how easy they've been to destroy. First of all, you only have three. You don't have like 50.
Yeah.
And then you've taken down now two, like I consider like in a pretty easy fashion, like boom, boom. And then they're just dead. And now there's one left. And all you got to do is like throw up some of those big spears. And I'm like, I kind of feel like, and I think they're setting this up, but it seems like Danny's kind of weak right now. Like one dragon's got some fire, but like big deal, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that this was my number one vulnerable part about this season.
She's vulnerable
so far.
Emotionally and from a military tactical standpoint.
Very much.
Like I didn't mind when the first one got killed because it was like the Night King and nobody really knew what he was capable of yet. And like that spear, the fucking
it really
ice
made
spear,
it like,
you're kinda like,
oh, this shit's real.
Oh, this it's guy's serious. No joke, right? But the second one I'm just like, and literally, it was like a cartoon cut, right? Where they were just like the fucking Hans Zimmer score in the background as they're like soaring to fucking Winterfell, and they're gonna destroy. Or they're soaring to the King's Landing, and they're just gonna destroy everything, and then just bing bang boom,
yeah.
Bob's your uncle. See you later, fucking dragon. Right?
Don't they have scouts or anything too?
Well, that was the thing.
Like, don't you have that little like
the
skinny kid who runs super fast? Like get him. You know, I love when they're always like Pepe. You run ahead 650 miles.
Everything.
And then run back.
Everything
and
about.
Tell us what it is.
Everything about that interaction was confusing.
It was clunky. That
it was
episode.
It was just very like you.
Like you're flying a dragon.
Like,
how do you not see the ships, the massive fleet of ships behind that rock?
Well, and.
Like you're. What?
Why wouldn't they defend themselves? Like it's like they're. You know they're the baddest army in the world.
Yeah.
They fucking hate you. Cersei's a monster.
Fucking
like,
hater.
Why would you just roll in there like you're just gonna be able to just go in and be like, all right, guys, my
so they were at
my throne now, get out of here,
right? They were at Dragonstone
when
which
that
is,
happened.
Yeah, because like I think she was heading back. Like Daenerys was heading back to the place where like her family's from, and it wasn't King's Landing.
Well, I thought that was
they were gonna refuel on some goats.
Yeah, refuel on.
Oh,
some
I thought
goats.
They were. I thought they were in. I thought that was the whole thing is like they were zipping over to King's Landing and
not I think they were stopping at Dragonstone because I think it was like a full on ambush.
Okay.
But
that,
who knows?
That would make more sense cuz for me I was just like, you know, it's like a fucking, you know, like a Russian bomber pilot comes over here.
Yeah.
And we're just like, you think we're just going to like let you zip over?
I just made another desktop background for everybody.
You're just doing this in real time right
now? Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Wow. Anyway.
But yeah, that was my big beef. But I found this last week on Free Folk, which is a wonderful sub. And this was D&D, who are the two writers, are interviewed after episode 4 airs to explain their decision behind the episode. And this is I thought this was fucking fantastic because it's 56,000 upvotes, and it's kind of in the high quality memes format. So you see text below them animating or giving a. I guess saying what they're saying in this GIF. So tell me how you. So this is with Conan, by the way. So this is. So tell me how you guys got the idea to ruin season 8. Well, Conan, we're already paid by HBO for the final season, so we thought, fuck the lore, we'll just do really sick visual effects.
Yeah,
honestly, the fans have unrealistic expectations of interesting plot and internet consistency. So instead, we decided to shoot the lowest common denominator and just have cool battles. Well, I fucking hate this season, so great job. Can you explain the awful character you're on? Sure. We were high one night, huffing glue, watching Pirates of the Caribbean, and DB had this eureka moment. Euron could be GOT's Jack Sparrow, but without any interesting traits. It seems like you made him disproportionately overpowered. Well, when you basically ignore the laws of physics and erase any semblance of military logic, it makes it easy for Euron to scoot around in his fleet and attack Daenerys' dragons. It makes for lazy writing, which is great for us. And the decision to kill Rhaegal? Easy choice. Euron is the best. Forget the detachment from reality necessary to shoot a bolt from an ever-shifting platform to kill a dragon several thousand feet above the ground and do it repeatedly. How cool was it? You're right. It's literally unbelievable. Now the entire threat of dragons has been completely negated with those overbearing ballistics. So it's very like they're pointing out this hole, and then they continue to get into I have to hand it to you. You've also done a great job making it difficult to root for any single character.
Yeah.
Which is also, it's kind of like actually what I love about it. Thank you. We just wanted to make every character uninteresting and hateful. ruining John's relationship with ghosts was something we had looked at forward to for several seasons. Yeah, we both felt John not petting ghosts before he left was King's Landing was a really good way to say fuck you to everyone that thinks direwolves are cool.
Thank you.
Wait until the fans find out Dany becomes a Mad Queen's daughter and John has to kill her.
Ugh.
I'm rocking a semi just thinking of the audience collective outrage. Well, thanks for nothing, and I hope you love subverting our expectations means the last episodes might actually be good. So now fuck off. So I think that's kind of I hate that cynical bullshit because I think it's still a show and we've been treated with 7.5 amazing seasons so far. And this season is still tight as fuck. Like the battle was insane, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are going like, so the thing that was the enemy for the entire show, the whole plot line up to this point was about the Night's King and the Night and all the fucking, all of that shit. And now they're gone and we're just like,
yeah,
I know.
What?
Yeah. I know.
And the battle kind of meant nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
All you had to do was that. Yeah. It all happened kind of quickly.
Yeah.
And then the same thing with the dragons, I think is the exact same argument. It's like, so the other one thing that this one person has that's going to kill everybody else is you just shoot a bow and arrow at it.
Totally. I know. I mean, this is another thing.
It's like,
from
those are the, I don't know,
from Free Folk that I thought was amazing summary of the season. And then we'll kind of move on because still got two episodes, right?
Two left. Yeah.
Two episodes.
What are we going to do after? I'm going to have to hang out with my family.
We're going to have to watch Chernobyl. I think that's the next.
That looks good.
It does
look
good.
I can't wait to watch Chernobyl.
So this is also from Free Folk, which is my favorite Game of Thrones subreddit, by the way.
Should have been my name. Free Folk.
Free Folk.
Yeah.
Free Folk.
My
so
Free Folk.
Imagine, so this was one day ago, 48,000 upvotes. Imagine if Hermione killed Voldemort in the sixth book, and the seventh book final resolution would be Harry trying to win the Quidditch World Cup against the evil Slytherin. That's how I feel about the final season of Game of Thrones right now.
It's true.
Yeah. It pretty much sums it up.
It's like, all right, well, now that that's done, totally. I really want to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, it literally is like Arya Stark kills Voldemort, right? And now we're in this situation where like she has also become a weirdly ancillary character.
Yeah.
Like she was barely in the last episode and like her plot arc seems to have been closed.
Yeah.
Right?
It's typical. It's like once you give up your virginity, nobody wants to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like pretty typical.
I think she's shipping off to King's Landing.
Your best buds don't want to watch sports with you anymore.
Yeah. You're like, oh, you've changed, man. you got nothing to give.
I think Arya's going to kill Cersei.
I think that, but this is
like
to the previous one, though.
It's a repeatable beat.
But this is the thing is like, what is the thing that's really interesting that would make everybody go like, what the fuck?
I have an idea. It's my roommate's idea. Okay, I got to give it to my roommate for this one. Not my idea. So there was this prophecy that Cersei was going to be killed by a younger brother.
Right.
So both Jaime and Tyrion are younger brothers.
Right.
But my roommate thinks that Arya is going to kill Jaime, wear Jaime's face, kill Cersei, so Cersei thinks Jaime killed her, and then pull off the face, and the audience will be like, holy shit, it was Arya the whole time.
She's like small,
that should be how the death goes. Yeah.
I mean, that would be badass. Like,
it
that
would
be
right?
Because I guess she does that, right?
She'll have to be Tyrion because she's the same height as him.
Yeah. So. Yeah. She'll be Tyrion. I love Tyrion, but Arya is like.
I think Cersei's gonna kill Tyrion.
Yeah,
I think I've heard this go around, and I actually think it's a pretty interesting one.
Because
I've always been saying since the beginning that Dany's gonna have her like a Frodo with the ring moment.
Yeah,
right? Where she's gonna see the throne and she's gonna suddenly fucking lose it and be like, it's my throne now.
Yeah,
and Jon's gonna be like, what the fuck, dude?
Right,
and I think that she's going to give Tyrion to Cersei for the throne.
Oh.
And so Tyrion's going to be.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Dany's. I mean.
She doesn't like Tyrion anymore.
Well, that's the point. I think the appropriate thing, I know that everybody's expecting it, but it's like if we can. I don't mind an expected ending as long as the route to get there is a little unexpected. You know
what
I mean? Like, I don't mind Dany becoming the Mad King. If like the things that take us there, we go, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Breaking Bad. It's like he fucking dies in the end, but that still was badass. You know
what
I mean?
Totally.
So it's like, I'm not that bummed out about it, but anyway, we got two more episodes.
Ugh, can't
and
wait.
Then and about then a thousand offshoots.
Yeah. Well, we can all quit our jobs and write fanfic then.
Right.
That's what I'm doing.
Pornographic fanfic.
Zines. Just porn fanfic nonstop.
What else happened on the front page this past week that we can discuss before we start talking about whatever the sub is we're doing today?
Apparently Steve Aoki threw a cake from the stage and it landed in a quadriplegic fan's face.
I saw that. I don't think that's new. I think that happened a long time
ago.
Did it? But it's a wonderful gift.
It made it to the top 3 days ago again.
Yeah.
But apparently
I've actually been seeing a lot of repeat things.
Yeah.
Which I'm not too bummed out about because a lot of them are good. But
it's that quadriplegic's A, dream, and B, fault. For being
dream,
I mean,
and fault.
I think it's definitely like his dream.
Yeah, but also, you know, you're in like a big crowd. It's like, you know, shit could go down. Especially when this guy throws cakes.
Right.
That guy has got famous off doing one thing. Mm-hmm. Throwing cakes.
Well, he was really huge before that.
But
that's like the thing that suddenly became a thing.
He is kind of his meme, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like his WWF closer move or Mortal Kombat death.
He wanted
kill.
A thing.
Right. Here's another fun thing that we've been seeing happen lately. Well, two things. One, I've been seeing a lot of memorials to there have been two school shootings the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
One that happened in Denver at a STEM school yesterday.
I didn't hear about it.
Yesterday and then another one at a college a couple weeks ago. Both of them had heroic antics from one of the classmates.
Wow.
Who like ran up and jumped on the shooter, taking him out.
Oh, cool.
Fucking badass.
Yeah. I think it's going to need to become that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we got some weird vigilante shit going on.
Well, if people don't start pushing back,
right.
I think the shooters will think twice, right?
Totally.
And so,
yeah.
If you're going to get shot anyway, you might as well fucking be a hero. I don't know. It's easier to say from the safety of this studio.
Dude, totally. From Ranch Dressing Studio. I mean, I do. So I see. So this guy, Kendrick Castillo, was the one who saved. He was one of the guys who jumped on the shooter at STEM yesterday.
Was he like a El Salvadorian immigrant, too, just to make it
even more complicated? I don't know, but he was. This is posted in the teenager subreddit, and the teenager subreddit has been off the charts lately.
It's a subreddit called Our Teenager?
Yeah, teenagers.
Oh my gosh!
And it's all teenager stuff, and it's pretty interesting. I really want to talk to your neighbors about being a teenager.
Oh my god! Free. Yeah,
because I think that I want to like just take some of these posts and throw it at them and be like, explain that, please.
In my limited conversations with the neighbor kids, they talk like teenagers would talk. Like,
right.
You approach them smiling with like a thought and a sentence,
right.
And like good decent personality, and they're just like super shy and really nervous, and they're like, yeah, whatever. So it's like you don't
get
sit down.
Them on this pod.
You know,
so I'm
did
talking
you see
about.
Like
what a weird
top
time.
Of the
weird time.
Teenager page right now. The first one says, below post is better. I dressed up as myself for meme day. And it's a kid in front of the whiteboard, just his head.
Right.
And then the one directly under it says, above post is better. And it's him doing the hand
God,
thing.
Oh, my God. Legendary.
I'm like, how did he do that?
Fucking amazing.
Ugh. God, I love it.
I love teenagers.
That's the best
way.
Joke.
Yeah.
That is a great joke.
That's a very good joke. What was so weird about the New Zealand bullshit. When that happened,
yes.
When everybody like turned that into a white supremacy thing, I was like, guys, don't confuse us. Like, yeah. Credit where credit's due. That guy's a fucking monster and he should like literally get his dick chopped off and like his thumbs removed and then just like is blind for the rest of his life. But
that joke has been going around since I was in
that,
sixth
but that joke's
grade.
Been like the best joke forever.
Yeah.
And just because Hitler like makes a fart joke, that doesn't all of a sudden make fart jokes not funny anymore.
But it's kind of like, isn't the swastika a Buddhist symbol? It's like almost
totally.
The same thing. Like,
well, kind of. Isn't that a funny internet thing? By the way, the fact that
anybody can take something and make it evil. But
yeah, exactly.
The Buddhists are still going like, that was our dick joke.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a happy old fashioned. Yeah. We'd be doing yoga. Old Ken would flap his nuts out. It would make everybody just bust up.
Yeah.
Right
in the middle of prayers.
Yeah. Right in the middle of prayers.
I mean,
don't interrupt me in the middle of prayers.
I mean, if you're wearing a sheet
right.
and nobody had underwear wasn't invented yet.
Right.
The potential of flapping nut during a prayer service is
very high.
Very, if you're a sixth grader.
Oh, yeah.
Back in, you know.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh, man. So,
just all the flap nuts.
This is what happens when dog boobs comes in.
Yeah.
The shock jock.
the shock jock thing fizzles, comes back
fizzles,
in.
Fizzles, fizzles.
Oh, fizzles.
Good.
I mean, I think it is, that's a really interesting topic that I think is, I would love to see more information on, or like
when
read a
symbols
paper or
get
study.
Repurposed. Well, that's sort of what we're talking about.
And that not new. I mean, that's like been around forever, but I think it's new in the context of internet symbology.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing it. I mean, Pepe is the easiest one to point at, but there are a lot of examples of that where, especially with like the MAGA crew, right, where they take they take something and they turn it into their own weird thing. And
or like when British Knights, the tennis shoe from the mid-90s, got turned into a Crips gang insignia, blood killers. You know, you guys remember that.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about that.
I mean, but does that make... I mean,
That's popular news, right?
Yeah. It's such an interesting topic. Like, how do you reclaim that symbol once it's
or when Tommy Hilfiger became went from like a waspy white sailor's gear to like gangbanger. I buy it at Ross.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. It's a fascinating topic. But all right, let's see what else we got on the front page. Full Detective. Did you guys see this? By the way, the Full Detective movie linked on YouTube by Ryan Reynolds.
No.
This is Ryan Reynolds is like a national treasure.
Wow.
Like he really knows how the internet works. Either his team is mastermind or he just is like really attentive to the internet, but it was one day ago, 90,000 upvotes. Full Detective Pikachu movie linked on YouTube, and it's the beginning of the movie. It's a 1 hour 42 minute clip, and it's the beginning of the movie, and then after about 3 minutes of the beginning of the movie, it's just Pikachu dancing for the rest of the movie with nothing else. And it was posted by Ryan Reynolds.
Of course.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Good.
So.
Wow. Good.
That's good. That's good marketing right there.
Well, it's amazing. It became a phenomenon. It's amazing.
What's up
marketing.
With Pikachu Doug boobs?
I think, here's, if we look at the two upcoming childhood animated character but turned into live action movies.
Oh, this is a great segue, isn't it?
It is.
All right.
Detective Pikachu is adorable. Like he is. Look at him. He's so cute.
I want to eat him.
Sonic the Hedgehog, on the other hand, looks like a fucking child in a costume.
Right.
Like, scariest, dumbest looking design I've ever seen in my life.
He's like a kid got lost from his parents on the on the New Jersey boardwalk. Or
And it's like, I don't understand. It's not cute. His teeth are hilarious. Like, the teeth are full-blown human teeth.
I mean,
he look like Pikachu looks great. Like, why couldn't you do that?
Well, also, it's like a hedgehog is a thing, right? Like, this is like a Pikachu is not an animal.
No.
But it was based on a hamster, I guess, or a chipmunk. But that's the weird thing about the Sonic thing. It's like, it's a real animal, and the animal's adorable.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just as easily turned it into an adorable thing.
Right, and I'm like, it's already been stylized for you.
Right.
Like, look at the cartoon, make his legs skinny, don't make him look like he's wearing a onesie pajama suit,
right,
and make his head bigger.
It is so insane, that design.
It's so hilarious.
What were they thinking? Like, what were they trying to be?
I don't know.
That's a bad CG from an older time.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say, why would they do that? Because
maybe this is a deep troll.
This is what leads me to our subreddit today. Mark my words. Have you guys ever heard of this one?
No, I found out about it in our text exchanges yesterday.
I found out about it through Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
Whoa.
So it's let me just like quickly tell you guys, Mark my words is basically for when you called something. So like it's a prediction subreddit. Try to be specific. General and obvious predictions are going to be tagged as weak.
But it's pre-answer though.
Pre-answer. Yeah. It's just saying, mark my words, this is going to happen. Or mark my words, it'll come out that this happened. And mark my words by Steve Wills with a Z. Sonic was designed poorly on purpose so the trailer would go viral. They'll fix Sonic for a second trailer and go viral again. Do you think?
I mean, I think they're
true.
I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah, well, was it on purpose? I don't know if it's been confirmed that was their
interesting
strategy.
Question. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I really hope that people think this hard and this complicated about it, because it's so genius. If they just go, we're going to make something that is like designed to be memed.
Yeah.
And then we're going to, I mean, so insane. It's so scary looking. Sonic is
that
so
what they rolled
looking.
Out with?
No. Okay. That's literally like my favorite bad taxidermy.
That's a bad taxidermy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they
incredible.
Photoshopped it to look like, yeah, whatever. Continue.
But it is like that is really, really good marketing.
Yeah.
And if you did it that way and you did it with that much purpose, then fucking kudos to you, bro. Cause that is crazy.
It's such a risk to sort of like, you know, potentially destroy everything about your movie,
right?
Mm-hmm. But that's the kind of thing you have to do to get people's attention,
right? And but that's the thing, like the cool thing about this when it came out was like everybody on the internet. So
I think that looks great.
Well, this is a user designed one.
Oh, okay.
That looks really cool.
That's how he's supposed to look.
Uh huh. And then
we're talking about Sonic looking cool.
Yeah.
For all you listeners that aren't watching the live feed.
But this is what he really looks like in the trailer. So, right. Like, the cool thing about this, I feel like, has been that everybody on the internet has been submitting, like, user-generated, like, redos of Sonic the Hedgehog, and they're all better. Like, every single person's submission is way better than what the actual Sonic looks like.
You just showed me two pictures. One of them's the real one of them's the user. The real one looks very sweet and very beta and very nice and very kind. The other one, the user one, looked like he had like his eyes down, he looked badass. Looked like he had nunchucks back there or something.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks, and I've seen this meme going around, but he looks like the kid when he becomes a monkey in Jumanji.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly what he looks like.
Yeah. Which was from 94 or something. Yeah.
The old Jumanji, not the new one.
Oh God. Even something as simple as changing the teeth to like two little.
Yeah, that makes
like fangs
such a difference.
Looks completely
I mean, they clearly
different.
Wanted it to look more human.
Like, boom. Boom. I know. You know what I got the vibe from Sonic? I feel like they were trying to go after the Guardians of the Galaxy raccoon type of look.
I can
don't
see
know that.
That
guy's name.
He had pokey teeth, right?
Let me see.
We don't know.
I don't know. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Well, he looks great.
What's
he looks Rocket great. Raccoon? He Rocket looks Raccoon. Real as
what's,
hell.
What's the? Do we know who the voice actor is for Sonic?
Oh, good question.
Is it an adult or is it a teen?
Ellen, I think it's Ellen.
It's Ellen.
Amazing. If it was Ellen.
Jaleel White.
Come on.
No.
Steve Urkel.
Voiced by what?
That's Steve Urkel, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Holy.
Wait, what
that might
world?
Not be right.
Catchphrases include. Did I do that?
Did I do that?
I mean, that would be...
And that's it.
Does that mean it's a low-budget film?
I don't... But
it might be.
Jim Carrey's Dr. Robotnik.
What the fuck?
I know.
This could have been...
I'm so confused.
This could be like the $30 million digital movie and not the $150 million.
Yeah. You know? Oh, it's Ben Schwartz.
Oh, wait.
Jaleel White was like a cartoon voice. Ben Schwartz has also been in
big comedy
DuckTales. Voice of someone in DuckTales. Okay.
He's so goofy.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Is Sonic a prankster?
Lego movie.
Is he like a goofster, a gaffster, a prankster, a wankster?
No, I don't really think so. Sonic's always just been like a badass, you know? Like he's been cool. Like
he's been a cool character. About that money, that cheddar, dude. He's
all about the coinage.
Gotta get that coin, gotta get that gold, bitches.
If anything, I wouldn't say he's a trickster, but he's more of a like, gotcha. Like cool, too cool for school. And like when he fucks you over, he'll give you like a really cool, like
He's a bit of a Bart Simpson vibe.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Bart Simpson, but even cooler.
Mischievous. It's interesting that the Sonic philosophy of gotta get that paper, yo.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily fit with like the younger generation of socialists. So I'm wondering if they thought about
spin.
Yeah. Well, there's always more going on than meets the eye.
Yes.
There's one thing we know about it, the internet.
So you're saying that AOC is responsible for this.
I think so.
This terrible personage.
I think it's sending a bad message for the AOC fans out there.
It's my president, AOC.
Because he's pro capitalism, I would say.
I saw some crazy. I don't know if this is on Reddit, so I don't want to speak to it. But evidently, AOC's boyfriend has been getting a bunch of slack because he's like a fucking. He's just like a dweeby dude.
Really?
Big dumb ginger. Yeah,
he's a big dumb ginger, and he's been getting so much shit online.
Why? Why?
Because he's just a normal looking like dweeb.
And then the internet told him to cut his fucking hair, and then he got a haircut, and then they're like, you fucking idiot. Like,
God.
Like, it was like one of those like classic
just
bullies.
Just cyberbullying, yeah.
That sucks, yeah. Dude.
And I feel
it's
bad
so
for
funny.
Him because he's caught in the fray, and like, she's pretty hot if she wasn't a con. If, like,
yeah.
If she was, if that was just like a regular couple, I'd be like, that guy's
punching above his
that
weight.
That guy's doing well. Yeah. Like, she's,
but,
she looks cool.
But now she happens to be like the most influential politician
like,
in the world.
Oh, shit, yeah. Dude. Like, I gotta get some new shirts. You know,
I know. It's so bizarre.
I don't really get it. He seems great. He seems like
he's,
super supportive, and
he
he's
seems
not
like
bad
a,
looking.
A nice beta male that is just gonna, you know, refill her iced tea.
What? Like,
what in the world?
Why beta male?
What is that phrasing? Got fucking Ben Shapiro on the pod today.
I mean, he's a nerd. He's a web developer.
That's what I'm
good
talking
for him,
about.
Man.
Yeah, but that's I mean,
some, hey, go learn to, hey, learn to code. Learn to code,
man. But he looks fine. He looks great.
Like he looks pretty handsome to me, actually.
Like also, puss. Like, come on. It's not about looks. He's supportive.
I mean, at least we're doing to him what the fucking rest of the world has always done to the
yeah.
spouses of famous actors.
It's true.
Like this is what equality looks like,
yeah.
by the way.
When you
can look at the boyfriend of a politician
and make fun of his appearance.
And make fun of his appearance and tell him to cut his hair because he looks like a dweeb.
True.
The question is when she's going to leave him for somebody with some swag.
Like John Cena.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can you
like,
imagine
no, like,
AOC dating John Cena?
It'll be AOC and like The Rock,
die.
And they'll
right.
run
the
for President Vice or something.
Oh,
it's definitely gonna be a wrestler. I just know it.
I mean, I think AOC's I think she's an admirable woman and she's a very attractive person. So.
She is attractive.
So I don't know how to say that in the least creepy, most commendable way.
Well, you're also talking about a pool of people who are some of the ugliest people
politicians
yeah.
in public.
Mitch McConnell's one of the worst looking people I've ever seen.
He literally is disgusting.
His neck looks like a blown out porn star's vagina.
Yes.
Like between he and fucking what's his name with the scaled skin who's always
Bannon?
Our boy
old,
Steve Bannon.
Old Scab Bannon.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, Bannon almost is so gross looking that I'm actually psyched about it.
Uh-huh. Like, you know? I look at him and I'm like, oh, his whole skin
like he
sore.
Lives his brand.
Yeah.
He
seems like his skin hurts.
Yeah,
like, it's just so infected.
It. He's like, I smoke and pour whiskey on my wounds.
Totally.
You're like,
well,
yeah, cool.
he kind of has the I don't know Star Wars well enough to speak to it, but what's the governor's name?
It looks
whatever?
Like Pizza the Hut,
which is
yeah.
If you just Google,
I mean, he does look a little bit like that. But what the fuck? What's the emperor's name?
Palpatine.
Palpatine. He's typically kind of mm-hmm. gross looking, right?
Yeah.
That's what McConnell.
It looks a lot
like
it.
That.
Yeah, I mean, they're so having a respectable.
It's
and attractive woman,
fucking
I think, is a good thing.
All these idiot politicians, I'm just over it. They all suck.
They're all full of shit.
Is that sexist
lying.
And weird for me to say that?
What?
I feel insecure saying it, but I'm like, it's nice when our public fucking servants look and seem respectable. Am
yeah.
I wrong in saying that?
No.
Well, okay. You're wrong to a lot of other people who think, like,
I'm not being a fucking sexist, right?
I think you're being a normal human okay. who appreciates like proportional,
a good-looking person,
proportional face. Yeah. I think that's built in somewhere.
Like, yeah. I just like I
if
think AOC is she's attractive, but it's not like she's attractive. Like, good that we have a hot piece of meat in Congress. It's like, no, I'm like, I'm glad that she like looks healthy and is like a healthy
yeah.
and successful looking person.
It's nice because she like
yeah.
looks
that's true.
And sounds. Like one of us. Like, you know,
that's what I mean, I
seems,
guess. Yeah.
She seems like,
from
yeah.
one attractive person to another.
We're all hot here.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah.
But, like, it's true. She doesn't, and she, like, her personality at least seems
right.
real, where she's not, like, guarding everything
she
says
just seems
and trying to
so
seem like the moral
real.
High ground for everything.
Yeah.
Like,
I think she just is also young. And
yeah.
I think I look at that as someone who frequently talks about my hatred for baby boomers. I like that she's just, like, young.
Yeah.
Person, you know,
I appreciate it.
But enough of that. What else is going on in the
so I think
mark
we
my words, AOC
talk,
is
talk some mark my words,
yeah.
Because I mean, we all have some mark my words.
I have a bunch of my own crackpot theories. So.
Have any of you guys seen Avengers Endgame yet.
No, nor will I, to be completely honest. Really? I don't. I haven't
watched it on Netflix in 3 years.
I haven't followed it ever, and I feel like it's one of those things. I have friends who don't watch Game of Thrones. They'll be like, how do you not watch Game of Thrones? And they're just like, I can't start now.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to tell you.
So here's the thing. I did start the Marvel series this year.
And okay.
I did skip the first Hulk movie with Eric Bana. It fucking blows.
Okay. I just watched it the other day because Charlie, my kid, is into the Hulk. Right.
Really? And wait, so the Eric Bana one?
We've just been watching whatever's on video on demand.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
Fair.
Mark Ruffalo is the better one. But
it's not good, the Eric Bana one.
It's not. Neither is the Ed Norton one. They're horrible. But
Which
anyway.
It's a shame because I like Ed Norton.
Oh, and the
that
Ruffalo.
Was a weird cast, though, for him to be a
I know.
The
and Liv Tyler, like, is it her, his love interest? I can't
know.
See it.
I don't understand.
This is posted
like
18 days
now.
Ago Ugh. By user. The user's name is fucking faggot 101.
Oh, really?
But
that's his username.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Reddit rules.
Yeah. Reddit rules.
Mark my words. Everyone will clap and applaud during Stan Lee's cameo in Endgame. Like, that's a perfect example of a mark my words. Because it's probably true, right?
It's pretty specific, but not like giving anything away.
And
it's
then you've
not,
got the people commenting. Everybody clapped during his cameo in Captain Marvel in the theater I went to. Like, basically confirming or denying.
Right.
But I love some of these. Like, hilarious. The Instagram will get dark mode this summer. Mark my words. What is dark
mode? Wait, what was the mark my words?
Instagram will get dark mode this summer. And
I'm not
like,
sure what that means.
Is
this the like thing?
Or is it, you know how when you updated, you can get dark mode on your Apple, your like MacBook now.
Like where, the light, are you talking the brightness of the screen?
No, it's like this. It like if you, I chose dark mode for this computer, so everything that comes up is like a dark window.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess they're going to, someone's
that's
predicting.
That's like
do
a strange, not interesting
Why
prediction.
Would you choose
I thought
this?
That was like, I could be running parallel software like behind the scenes.
Right. Well, one thing that has been some news within the Instagram world that I think is really interesting, that I thought maybe it was hinting at, is evidently Zuck is experimenting with a invisible likes and share or likes and followers feature, which is actually fucking badass.
What is invisible like? Like what would
it means that you would like that no one you would never be able to tell how many people have liked somebody else's posts or how many people follow somebody.
That's what they've been talking about that for Instagram too, right?
That's what we're talking about.
Oh,
Instagram.
That would destroy influencer
for Zuck,
marketing.
But that's what's so rad,
which I
right?
Want.
I know. That's what I heard that's, that and I was just like, thank God, fuck yeah, bring it on.
That's
that'll
like
be the
only
day
good thing he's ever done.
Everybody stops using Instagram.
I mean, dude, honestly, I mean, what would end up happening is another network would sprout from it, unfortunately, that would end up being the place. But honestly, like, you know, decentralizing all those fucking like twat brains, like who are just like,
why
their whole career is based on them fucking
getting numbers.
Yeah. Getting numbers and posting a photo of them with their like Christ arms out in front of the giant Jesus in Sao Paulo. It's like their whole fucking career is based on that. And they get paid millions of dollars for it. Like, I hate that shit so goddamn much.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for him to collapse that industry.
That would be fun.
Just close the door, Zuck. Come on.
Close it.
Why? That's his own product, though. Why would he do that?
Maybe he's going to go like Iron Man.
I think he's good. Yeah, he's got like a terrible reputation right now. So I think he's...
For
very good reasons.
Good reasons,
but he's
maybe?
Like probably feeling like I need to change this shit.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think his board and his stockholders are going to let him fuck up their biggest like data gathering?
No.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening.
It sounds cool.
It's wishful thinking, though.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Well,
same thing with Arya Stark wearing Jaime's face to kill Cersei. It's wishful thinking.
If there's nothing in it for you, this is the genius of social media,
right?
Is that it's specifically talking to your ego, and if there's nothing in it for you, you're not going to use it. At least I think a lot of people won't use it.
Yeah.
If you're not getting that positive feedback, like,
right.
That's true.
I mean, that's the difference between capitalism and socialism. It's like the reason it works is because people like it and you keep coming back. So, I don't know. It would be really great if they tried it just to see what happened.
Bringing it back around.
I think a lot of people are being falsely positive about how great it would be, but then wouldn't use it.
Wow. Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm down.
That's
to
mark my words, bitch.
Mark my fucking words.
Well, I like these conspiracy. I mean, this is mark my words is like primed for interesting conspiracy. I actually have one pulled up that I really want to discuss. So, what were you gonna say, Doug?
Oh, no, this is just a mark my words about Detective Pikachu movie. It just says the Detective Pikachu movie will have a joke where Pikachu replies with the phrase "ditto," and the Pokemon of the same name will arrive in confusion. Is that something that has happened?
The movie's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
But there's reason to believe it would happen if there's a Pikachu named Ditto.
Yeah.
Oh, this is
which
a great
I think
one.
Is its point.
Mark my words, Flat Earth community will head out for their voyage expedition to the edge of the Earth this year in 2019.
I love that.
I hope that happens.
I also hope
that would be that one where I would go down to the docks and like throw a wreath and wave goodbye.
I hope they go. I hope they find the edge, and then everybody in the everybody in the highest ranks of the reptilian race are going to be like, fuck, shit, they found it.
Yeah. They finally went and looked.
We never thought they would, dude. I love that. Here's a really interesting one. This was posted 18 days ago. By the way, I think this sub is like hot right now.
Yeah.
The sub is real tits.
Because I'm seeing a lot of like fairly recent posts.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently this place was popularized because of the Notre Dame burning. Dog, I don't know if you want to dig into that a little bit. It's the top of all time, so
yeah.
Give it a look and try to figure it out. This one, though, kind of relates to it, so mark my words, someday soon, this sub will be investigated for terrorism because someone will post something correctly guessing some sort of a terror attack in surprising accuracy.
What?
Which I think is an interesting one. So this is 998 upvotes.
If you're good enough at tracking internet tendency or whatever,
right.
I'm sure... Mm-hmm. You're doing what the FBI is doing to some extent.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you could easily be like, this is, like, a hotbed of chatter for something.
Yeah. It's reasonable to assume, yeah.
I think in Toledo there's going to be an attack.
Yeah. I wonder how often people come to this sub wanting to make a prediction and then like they keep themselves from doing it because they're like, I don't want to put that energy out in the world.
Fuck
you know?
That energy. I want to put it all out there. I would just predict everything. Yeah.
You know who doesn't care about that is fucking Faggot 69.
Yeah. Fucking Faggot 101.
That guy don't give a fuck.
He does not care.
Yeah, he don't care.
So what's up with the sudden series of highly upvoted posts and mark my words? Thank you, Out of the Loop, for explaining this to us.
Oh, nice.
So mark my words subreddit was a really small sub that attracted the occasional 100 rated post, but after the Notre Dame fire, a series of posts that are now getting highly voted, and the subreddit seems to have grown. A series of posts there. Oh, yeah, whatever. The words were weird. So it used to not be very popular at all, and then it basically caught on fire because a screenshot was floating around. A screenshot was floating around dank memes and conspiracy. Of somebody predicting that the Notre Dame would catch on fire in April.
Right.
And everybody thought it was real. It's been debunked, sadly.
Right.
But everyone was like, holy shit, like somebody predicted it. Let's go check out this subreddit.
It's been debunked.
Yeah.
I'm seeing another one that says in May 2019, another historical landmark report. And I'm like, come on, man.
I know.
He can't be piggybacking.
Now he's just trying to get
after. And that's too broad. I think that's the example of something that's too broad.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that's interesting. You have to be specific
but
here.
But then again, Baba Vanga is very broad.
Well, actually, I take that back. I don't think that one's necessarily too broad because he specifies he's basically saying there's going to be another month later.
You know what's interesting about Notre Dame? Everyone kind of was so up in arms about how sad it was. It almost... You showed your cards how sensitive people are about their landmarks, right?
So
it's now, if I'm someone who's like looking to FS up, I might be, you know, targeting places like Notre Dame.
Yeah, right.
You know, but now that you can see the reaction is so great,
right.
Like, oh, well, I'll just go burn down some other thing.
That's
well,
so true.
I think, sadly,
I don't know.
With what happened on Easter with that suicide, the terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka, I think that it's really not beyond the realms of reason that there would be a terrorist attack being like anybody who's just trying to make a fucking stir because they're a dickhead.
Yeah.
On a historical landmark because
you can walk out to the, I'm from I'm from the Golden Gate Bridge. I used to live on top of it and was born there. But like, anybody could like walk out of there with a bomb and just like blow it up. It would be big on the news.
Well, but dude, this is the thing about terrorism. This is what's so interesting is like our collective will to not destroy everything is actually kind of astonishing.
Yeah.
You know, because given how many people are on this earth, like even the nicest people in the world go like, yeah, I could probably figure out how to make a pipe bomb and go blow shit up if I wanted to. But like we choose not to.
I got hella pipes. Yeah.
Like it's kind of amazing actually that we have not created the sheer amount of destruction that we have as a society.
Are you saying we could be making more bombs?
We could be destroying more shit and could be murdering more people.
That's what capitalism is.
And I'm fucking glad we don't.
Wear us all out and get us so tired we won't build bombs when we get home from work.
Well,
I want to blow people up bone in my
I don't have a I want to blow people up. I have a it's possible to do it. Yeah. It's surprisingly possible. Like it's the same thing with like when you're driving a car.
Like I want to burn like excess wood to like sit around it. And like,
I created that.
Tell jokes
really quickly. I'm not saying I want to do these.
No, you are.
but it's just. I mean, I somebody brought this up. I think maybe it was on Reddit. Is where I read it. Interesting. But it was somebody pointed out that like the fact that we're even capable of driving cars with relative
total freedom
total freedom and B like. Relative safety is fucking astonishing, dude.
It really is.
Like when you're driving on the highway, you and a complete stranger could be deranged, could be fucking on drugs, could be anything. Anything that the free will allows you to do is literally sitting within 3 feet of you in another car that is essentially a giant deathmobile. Yeah. Like if there's a random person, if there's an animal on the road and you're just driving a car normally at the normal speeds we do, it would fucking literally like atomize it, you know? And yet we don't really have that many wrecks, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
You know?
Self-interest. Totally.
It's self-interest, but it's also, I mean, in our, sometimes it feels like there's less self-interest than there is, you know?
But at the end of the day, it's like, if you have to kill yourself to fuck up the freeway, maybe, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I think just most people aren't willing to do that.
Well, also, I mean, self-preservation. This has always been one of the interesting things about the concept of death, right? it's a funny segue. But like, because we don't know what's on the other side, it's massively de-incentivizing, you know? And it's like, if we ever found out
that it was
good or bad, like if we found out that it was like, there's void, nothing happens.
What are you talking about, dude? 72 virgins, the whole deal. Dude, that's what I know.
72 virgins or
72
fucking heaven or
mobile young men virgins get to just one by one nail.
It'd be cool if you got
heaven.
Like 72 13-year-old boys that were like, I'm just trying to grab a baby.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
No.
Like, this is
actually pretty funny.
Cool. This is absolutely not cool.
I wanted the fireman. I wanted that catalog. Yep. And I wanted all the months.
Yeah, men get 72 virgins, women get 72 firefighters, I guess. That's the
who are definitely not virgins, who have slept around a lot.
A lot, and probably have some pretty funky diseases.
Fun diseases, I think.
Fun is what I meant.
I mean, in heaven, our diseases are all fun.
Yeah. Mark my words, when you get to heaven, there will be diseased firefighters all over the place. And you'll want to fuck every last one of them.
So let's do our own mark my words before we close this puppy dog out of here.
Mark my words. I will never, ever use the money in my 401k. Guaranteed. Okay. I'll die first.
I already knew that, so didn't even need to bring that up. That was an easy one. You're not supposed to make them so generic.
That's so sad.
That is very sad.
I know.
Why don't you do
you can just extract it at any time at a cost. Is that how it works?
I think you get like a massive taxation if you
it's pretty gnarly tax.
Yeah.
So I think that's that's extremely dark. You went to a weird place there. But also,
sorry.
I mean, that's what happened to my pops. Like my dad didn't get to use his. He just passed away, and it was just like, well,
it doesn't get passed on if
I don't think so.
If there's like an accident and you die.
No, I think it gets sent to Barron Trump's college fund.
Fuck.
I'm pretty sure.
God damn it. It's like, what would I rather have Barron Trump get all my 401k money or the government take half, and at least I get half?
I mean,
Barron Trump. I want him to learn everything and become like.
I can't wait for that kid to hit like 1920.
I want him to. I want him to either become like a chubby, like deadbeat, lives in his parents' apartment in Manhattan, fucking.
Like programmer loser.
I want him to be like the guy who started Fyre Festival.
Yeah.
I either want him to be that, or I want him to be like a fucking punk rock thrasher hoodie wearing like
communist. He could go super hardcore the other way and become like a sort of gay anti Donald Trump guy who's just like
awesome.
A freedom fighting like that's what kids do with their parents.
I agree, but the problem is that people are gonna if that happens, people are gonna be like, no, he's a fucking narc, dude. He's just doing that because he wants to like fucking tattletale on us.
Mm-hmm. You know? It's just a phase.
I mean, it would be great if he kept to it. I mean, the reality is he's unfortunately a rich kid who's always going to have money. And luckily his mom actually does not seem like a piece of shit. She actually seems like she gives a fuck about him and wants him to like, you know, have a decent life. I mean, maybe
the trouble with being a mom.
Maybe they just fucking, maybe they fuck off and move to Slovenia and they stay anonymous for his life. Maybe he becomes a peasant.
Yeah.
I saw some cooking show on where she's from. It was like one of those chef's tables, and it just looked so lovely.
I think she's from Slovenia.
It was like one of these like high mountain cheese towns, nice. And like it was just like streams and cheese.
High mountain cheese, dude. So
one of those high mountain cheese towns, dude. Yeah. And just kick back and live off fish.
I heard that Donald Trump's literally been to Slovenia one time for like literally 2 hours, and then he left.
She is from Slovenia, right? Am I making that up? Okay, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
The only amount of time he spent in her home country.
That's okay. Mark,
you got one?
I got one. I'm going to piggyback off of this one and mark my words. She will divorce him after the presidency.
Oh yeah.
Or he will divorce her.
I think the story will be he divorces her, but she will divorce him.
Oh yeah, she seems like she's already divorced him. Like,
why doesn't she?
Money, cashish, power, bad PR. That's why.
At a certain point, don't you have enough money just to be like, I'm going back to the cheese town?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would do that.
So good to me that
I'd
cheese
go
town.
Back to cheese.
I'd go back to cheese.
What's your mark my words?
Mark my words is also Trump related. Unfortunately, I'll come up with another one. But this one, I think Trump will suggest that he gets put on the $20 bill.
Oh, God.
That's a great mark.
And
words.
I think I don't think he thinks it's ever going to happen, but I think he's going to be serious
make a
about,
stink
it,
about it. Mm.
And everyone will just shit their pants.
Right.
Yeah.
And he'll say Andrew Jackson was a racist and had slaves and he deserves to be on it.
Yeah. And I have better slaves and I'm more racist. I should be on it.
And he'll make an earnest argument and people will just
latch on to
ape shit. Some people will latch on, obviously, but I think he's just like mastered this troll thing, and I'm just like now I'm thinking of if I was on his troll staff, what would I suggest in the meetings, and that would be what I would suggest.
What you got any more? I like this mark my words game of roundabout. Let's do a couple more.
Yeah,
we have a little bit more time before we have to close this guy out.
I
have another one.
Okay,
mark my words. The Chinese surveillance system is going to massively impact Hollywood for us and is going to create a huge punk rock movement against China in the United States.
I was just thinking about that. I'm so on board with that because I listened to the Daily about it.
Fucked is that, dude?
It was
horrifying.
You know what? Horrifying, but also I found myself going, we put a lot of people in prison too. Like, you know, like I try to keep it in check a little bit with how we treat people in America. We have a lot of prisoners as well for kind of no good reason.
I agree with that.
So, you know, keep that in mind. The system's insane.
Right.
With the potential control of it all. But then I started thinking, which I tell myself I should never do. It's kind of weird that we happily buy Chinese products. And we sort of blindly don't consider the implications of who we're buying them from in a country where a lot of people pretend to at least care about things like this. And it's like, I think if there was this punk rock movement against like, don't buy China, it would be really interesting for the economics and the relationship because China's kind of
right.
propped up on the fact that we're buying all their, not just yeah. us, but a lot of other countries too, but we're a big one.
Well, we've, I think there needs to be, there
don't need, buy China.
There needs to be another
China.
I mean, the problem and the the benefit of China right now, unfortunately, is that China is, because they treat their workers shitty and they have a low, they have like little regulation when it comes to that stuff, it's made it very cheap. And we
exactly.
we just like, that's the way we live our lives.
We get cheap shit.
We get cheap shit.
But if you
we make a lot of money for CEOs, that's how it is.
You spend $2,000 on your iPhone,
right.
like you do on your computer, you'd probably keep it longer.
Maybe.
And I mean, you buy one iPhone every 1.5 years.
I mean,
at
I think
500 or 600, you'd buy, you know, one right. at 2,000 every 3.5 years. I mean, you just do that.
Yeah. I mean, the problem, I think, somebody brought this up the other day, a friend of mine, about fast food. He was like, the problem with fast food is that it's inherently classist, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
Like, it's classist in the way that we treat the workers. But beyond that, it's classist in the way that we talk about having fast food. Like, it's a shame when you have fast food because we know it's unhealthy, but a lot of people rely on it. And so it's this inherently classist thing. And I think I worry that sometimes when we make things too expensive, like luxuriously right. expensive, it becomes a classist item that then kind of defeats the purpose of utilitarian technology. Right.
Yeah.
So I think we have created systems that I think are making it very hard for us to solve when it comes to economics. China has been our solve for a long time. Like it started with like just general optimization. I think, unfortunately, the way we're going to have to solve this is we're going to have to get better at making cheap products here or partner with a country who can also make cheap products for us and we have a good relationship with. And maybe it's not even less – maybe it's less cheap products and it's more like a very, very fluid import-export system.
Yeah.
So if we're, like, working really closely with fucking Finland or something who, like, it's not going to be cheap, but because – there's like a completely like, listen, we're not going to tax you for any of the stuff that comes in if you don't tax us for any stuff that goes out, right? And then all of a sudden it cuts out that cost.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's technically how it works, but the whole situation with China is so fucked right now.
I know.
And it would be a lot better if they were a cool place. Like that's the problem with that. With like Japan, everybody goes like, Japan's fucking rad. They're cool. They got problems, but like generally speaking, they're cool. Mm-hmm. I think everybody collectively is going like, oh fuck, China is like fucked up right now. Like yeah. they're corrupt. They have. I read the other day that like the biggest perpetrator of the college admission scandal, right, spent $6 million yeah. to get their kid into Stanford, and it was a Chinese migrant.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like, and that's just the system, you know.
Yeah.
And so we look
world.
At it, we just
Stanford's
go,
like,
"Fuck, dude.
Yeah, come on in." And, yeah. and the kid's like, "Okay, that's all the way right. it is."
Yeah. So I think bullshit. I think that
that's what money's for in capitalism, though, isn't it? To do what you want.
Well, yeah. it is, but it's like do what you want at what cost to society.
Else.
Like yeah. do what you want. Like I'm gonna fucking have a coal powered like Tesla. No. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just self interest.
I can do whatever
now.
I want. Right?
I don't agree with it at all. I'm not saying that, but I'm also like not shocked. I guess is
no. I yeah. I mean I
have never been around that much cashish.
Yeah,
but I'm like I get that if you right. have. $100 million floating around.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'll peel off $6 million to get my kid into like the best school.
Totally.
Like that's what you do with it.
Well, also like, it's
if buy reasonable sandwiches
yeah.
with my wealth.
Well, people, you know, we've created a world and a system that allows we've created a market designed around accepting that behavior. And
yeah.
that doesn't necessarily mean the college admission scandal. That means like everything that means paying for like other corrupt bullshit, right?
This is why this podcast has always been about Bitcoin.
Yep.
We're gonna be pro Bitcoin,
so
we're
gonna
see.
Will.
Be interesting to see why the way money moves, like
right.
how it's done on our
yeah.
Zipcaster. What
yeah.
is it called? The old the old payment system, ZPay or WePay.
Are you just making up Silicon Valley names right now?
Zipcaster
pay system.
What's the one we pay with on the phones?
Venmo.
Venmo.
There
oh,
we go.
Yeah.
Zeistermo.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see how you know like where money's going back and forth. I mean, I don't know if that's
well
maybe over a certain amount of money. exchanged, like it should be public or something. Like, I don't know. Like, you're like, what are you doing $600 million? Like, buying, what do you buy? Helicopters and a weapon?
This is always like to know, going to be the problem, though. We've built privacy, baby. It's privacy, but it's also we've built our world on corrupt, mounting bad behavior. It's the same thing with like the Instagram shit we were just talking about, right? Like, you can take away likes and followers. Like, you could do that for sure. But in doing that, you destroy an economy we've already created, right? Yeah. Like, it's kind of like we're already a little too far deep. You know what I mean? Like, you can't suddenly be like, we're gonna take out this thing and be like, hey man, by the way, every rich person you ever know has done that. So like, don't do it, right?
Did you listen to the Daly's Trump taxes one, the new one?
Yesterday? I haven't. No,
it's more about like how his tax returns and like how
it's like
fucked
$1 billion dollars in losses.
But so as I'm listening again, I'm going like, Trump's a piece of shit. And he's a crook, and I don't like him, but every billionaire is doing exactly the same thing he's doing. It's, that's the playbook.
That's the thing that I've heard that, and none of it surprises me.
And none of it
even feels that corrupt. For me, it sounds like
you do it
he's
on your taxes
taking advantage of the tax system.
To some extent, we all do it on our taxes. We go,
totally.
Like, oh, yeah, that was a business dinner.
Dude, that's literally the way it's set up. Like, it's not even like an exploitive thing. It's like, if I go to my tax guy tomorrow and I go, all right, man, like, here are my taxes. Here's everything goes. He goes, well, by the law of taxes, like, here's how much you can claim in losses, right? And, I guarantee that's how it works with Trump. It's like, here's how much you claim in losses because that money is designed to be reinvested into other shit. Like, when you're taking a loss, you're essentially saying, like, I can't be taxed for this, because if you're taxed on your losses, then your businesses are always going tits up, right?
Yeah.
So it's essentially an incentive structure for capitalism to perpetuate.
A great,
you know,
term, because it means when you die, you're on your back and
right.
your tits. It's just fantastic.
Right. It's a great name.
It's
just
Born out of like a 1972 Barracuda.
I have a lot of. I've been getting really into old timey, like
70s slang.
Like,
or
70s. I Bob's your uncle. Love that phrase.
I like calling a nice car Cherry.
I like that.
Your
tits
car
up,
is Cherry.
Bob's your uncle, and my phrase of the year is, it's a long walk for a ham sandwich.
That's a nice phrase.
It's a really nice one. It's when you're like, when someone's
trying to explain something and
they end, the end result is like, so he killed her. Be like, that was a pretty long walk for a ham sandwich. took a long time to get to that very simple thing.
And if you ever want to spice it up, you can change the meat too, which is cool.
It's a long, that's a long walk for a turkey Reuben.
Turkey Reuben.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's close this guy out.
This
I like this sub. I know, it's a great
sub. This is a sub that I think I will spend some time just adding to.
I also think it's a good one to it's one of those subs where it's designed to force engagement with interesting topics.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it makes you go, I wonder, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think is very nice.
Conspiracy, it's a prediction.
It is. So anyway, all right, let's hit a couple randoms. Close this.
I just landed on our Hold My Red Bull.
Oh, I love this one.
So
I love
good.
This sub.
It's like fun thrill seeker bullshit. Like, it's cool.
This is an interesting Stephen King. He's like such a fun author. This is a whole sub dedicated to him. I might dive in there.
What is it?
Stephen King.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I landed on the Quebec subreddit.
Oh, nice. I like a regional sub.
Which is interesting because everything is in French, which I think is interesting because it's not an entirely French country.
Yeah.
And the French language is such a like controversial topic. In Quebec?
Oh, interesting.
Well, because the in Montreal specifically, I don't think it's necessarily all of Quebec. Most of Quebec is French speaking, but Montreal is like, there's an English side and there's a French side. And
so
they kind of like beef with each other. And so seeing that everything is in French, you're kind of like, ooh, someone picked a side.
You're going down to Baguette Town. And
yeah.
Fun fact, guys,
Nouveau
men
pour vous
tout.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah, I'm 5 days into Duolingo.
Oh, nice.
Is that Duolingo's a brand or?
It's an app that teaches you. It like gamifies language learning.
Oh, cool.
Super fun.
When you learn, let's
talk.
Would
you like to lay some out on the pod?
Oh, oui.
Nice.
Je suis la jeune vie.
Yeah.
It's working.
Je suis un cheval.
I am a girl.
Oh,
I'm a horse.
I learned how to say horse.
Wait. Is that one of the things it taught you?
Yeah, it taught me the horse, dog, cat.
Nice.
I'm in the beginning stages, you know.
What is this for? Why are you trying to learn French?
Literally just trying to find joy in my life. Yeah. Just trying to find new hobbies.
I go through phrases where I try to learn a new language.
Yeah.
I've spent a little bit of time trying to learn Korean. I've spent a little bit of time trying to learn Swedish.
God.
It's your
impossible.
Dad. This one, I think.
I need to learn Serbian, actually, because of Christina.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I would actually that love like to become Serbian.
A super difficult language.
I think it's, a lot of, it's based in
spitting sounds, right? Like,
no. I think you're thinking of Middle Eastern.
Flargen, Dagen, Schnargen.
I think you're thinking of Scandinavian. Neither of you guys.
Give me some.
So, do you guys know where Serbia is?
Give me some slightly offensive, stereotypical sounding Serbian.
That's your job on this pod, dude.
come on.
It's Russian. It's closer to Ruski.
I feel like it's like a
kind
lot of like the subway's crowded. Excuse me, I'm gonna elbow you. That's Slovenia. That's Cheesetown.
Oh yeah.
Cheesetown.
You guys, it's hard.
All right.
This
anyway.
Sub is called Wrestling with the Plot. It's
ooh, interesting.
It's a sub dedicated to the sex appeal of female wrestlers and other women wrestlers in industries. And I think they try to discuss like what's going on in the storylines, maybe.
Okay. This is a complicated sub. So I'll explain this. So there's.
So I was like, yeah,
I actually do kind of know this.
Yeah. Cool.
So there's a porn subreddit called Watch It for the Plot.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a subreddit for like movie nudes, like in movies, but the way they talk about them. Is they're talking about the plot, but they're using the plot in like weird broken ways where they'll be like, Kate Beckinsale showing her plots in Ocean's 12, right? So it's a really funny thing. And I have a feeling that is a iteration of that.
That's cool. Amazing.
Yeah.
Where they're talking about like, you know, Ronda Rousey's plots in this specific move look pretty fucking, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's a good plot term, but I think I have a feeling that's probably what it's all about.
God. Nice.
Watch for the Plot is a really funny in terms of the, I mean, porn subreddits are their whole own world.
Mm-hmm.
But Watch It for the Plot is, let me see if I can find a good one.
Another one I just found, which is interesting. It's a sub that's just Phones Are Bad. And it's like pictures that sort of just, perfectly exemplify maybe how phones have destroyed our society. Or, it is pretty interesting.
This fucking sub is so funny. Vesna Stanovska, Philetra, two actresses, lesbian plot from the shadows.
What?
Catherine Box jiggle plot on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Jiggle plot.
It's so funny.
Oh, wow.
Gal Gadot revealing her plot in 999. These are the things that I just like. I love Reddit because it's so fucking broken and weird, but also it's so teenage.
Yeah.
Like just teenage genius. Anyway, we gotta end this shit. Okay, cool. This has been Did You Reddit? A weekly subreddit about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boots.
Not Free Day down here.
Good to be back.
Good to be back.
Never give up. We almost did, but we didn't. Now we're here. Hey guys, buy swords. Smoke mug.
Pineapple.
Pineapple.